So the epistle for Sextagesima Sunday is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and 12. Brethren, you gladly suffer the foolish, whereas yourselves are wise. For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take from you, if a man be lifted up, if a man strike you on the face. I speak according to dishonor, as if we had been weak in this part. Wherein if any man dare, I speak foolishly, I dare also. They are Hebrews, so am I. They're Israelites, so am I. They are the seed of Abraham, so am I. They are ministers of Christ. I speak as one less wise, I am more. In many more labors, in prisons more frequently, in stripes above measure, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times did I receive 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I was in the depth of the sea. In journeying often in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils from my own nation, in perils from the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils from false brethren, in labor and painfulness, in much watchings, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things which are without, my daily instance, the solitude for all the churches, who is weak and I am not weak, who is scandalized, I am not on fire. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things that concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. At Damascus, the governor of the nation under Aretas, the king, guarded the city of Damascus to apprehend me, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall, and so escaped his hands. If I must glory, it is not expedient indeed, but I will come to the visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I know not, or out of the body I know not, God knoweth, such a one wrapped even to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, that he was caught up into paradise and heard secret words, which it is not granted to man to utter. For such a one I will glory, but for myself I will glory nothing but in my infirmities. For though I should have a mind to glory, I shall not be foolish. For I will say the truth, but I will forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth in me, or anything he heareth from me. And lest the greatness of the revelation should exalt me, there was given me a sting of my flesh, an angel of Satan to buffet me. For which thing thrice I besought the Lord, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for power is made perfect in infirmity. Gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 8. At that time, when a very great multitude was gathered together and hastened out of the cities unto him, he spoke by a similitude. The sower went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And others, some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And others, some fell among thorns, and the thorns growing up with it choked it. And others, some fell upon good ground, and being sprung up, yielded fruit 100-fold. Saying these things, he cried out, he that had ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him what this parable might be. To whom he said, to you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to the rest in parables, a seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. And they by the wayside are they that hear. Then the devil cometh and taketh the word out of their heart, lest believing they should be saved. Now they upon the rock are they who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no roots, for they believe for a while, and in time of temptation they fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they who have heard and going their way are choked with the cares and riches and the pleasures of this life and yield no fruit. But that on the good ground they are they who in good and perfect heart, hearing the word, keep it and bring forth fruit in patience. Please be seated. He that had ears to hear, let him hear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, on this Sunday, we have the epistle and the gospel account. The epistle account is St. Paul. St. Paul basically relating his life. And in that, as he relates what he's gone through, one of the things that St. Paul, obviously we know from the story of St. Paul, his conversion, he thought he was doing what was pleasing to God in persecuting this new church. This new church turned out to be the Catholic Church, the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he thought he was doing the right thing by persecuting it. But then once then he was made aware of what he was doing and what he was doing is wrong, then we see how St. Paul completely turned. Turned to be this vessel of election. Our Lord called him this vessel of election. Because one, he would be set aside. He would become the apostle to the Gentiles, to all of us, that we would be preached to, explain the Word of God. Because before that, the Jews were the chosen people. And that is what St. Paul, he had studied. He had learned all about sacred scripture, the prophecies. But yet at that time, he did not see that the Messiah had come. To the point that he was at the time when St. Stephen was stoned for the Catholic faith, that he witnessed it, and in a way he took part in it. Because he held the cloaks that the ones who stoned St. Stephen. But then our Lord sought him out to become this vessel of election. As I say, to be set aside, this precious soul, to preach to the Gentiles, to preach to them the Word of God. And so then we see St. Paul explaining what he has gone through for God. All the sufferings, the stonings, receiving the stripes, all of these different things. And he did it for love of God. And so St. Paul was obviously favored. He was a soul that God brought and set aside because of this important mission. So even though he suffered all of these things, even though he went through all of these things for God, we still see how St. Paul received the sting of the flesh. He received that as maybe a means to help him to see that even though we do all of these different things, we cannot rely on our own strength. We can never rely upon ourselves, that it does. It requires from us a reliance on God. And that is why St. Paul has his famous thing, I will glorify in my infirmities. I will take the glory with the weaknesses I have. Because of that, it helps us to rely more on God. Because if we recognize the fact that we are weak, if we recognize the fact that we can't do things on our own, well, then we will turn to God, or we'll give up. And so we'll turn toward Almighty God. And so that is what St. Paul did. He turned toward God, and then we see what a great apostle that he was. Of how, yes, he was set aside. He was this apostle to the Gentiles to preach to them and suffer all of these things to promote the Word of God. And so that is why St. Paul, he is so important. Important in the founding of the church, that he and St. Peter are considered almost equals. I mean, obviously, St. Peter, the Prince of the Apostles, he was the first pope. But to the point that St. Paul would even have to correct him. And so you see the importance of St. Paul and how he was set aside and the graces that were given to him. But he recognized that point. Because at the end of the epistle, it says, gladly, therefore, by glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. And so it goes back to the point of the grace of God, of how important that it is to have the grace of God in our soul. It is one of the things with the days of recollection that we try to focus on, to give you the time to think about, of how important it is to be in the grace of God, how important it is for your soul to have that so that you can function each day, function according to God's law. And by having then the grace of God in us, yes, we can do all things in him who strengthens me. That is why with St. Paul, it is interesting that he says these two things that seem contrary. That he can do all things in Christ, in him who strengthens him, but yet then his infirmities he talks about. But it is because of the grace of God that he has that dwelling in his soul, the life of Christ. I mean, that is sanctifying grace, being in sanctifying grace. And that is why it's so important for us to understand what that means in order to keep it. Because once we lose sanctifying grace, we're done. And so that's why we must try to keep that. And that's when we look to then the gospel account. And we have this parable that our Lord speaks. And so our Lord talks about seeds and the different grounds that they fall on. Well, out of the four grounds, there is only one good ground, only one ground that the seed will grow in. And that good ground is the ground that the soul is in sanctifying grace. Because again, when our Lord says he speaks in parables, he talks about that the seed is the word of God. He explains it to the apostles. Because it's interesting to see that the apostles immediately afterward, they asked, they said, so what does that mean? You know, what are you trying to say to us? And he tells them, he said, well, you're blessed because you're going to have the ability to understand and to hear. Not everybody will. And so that is why then he goes through and explains to them these four different grounds. The stony ground, the wayside, you know, the thorns, all these other grounds that will not allow the seed to grow. And so that very clearly is the state of our soul. What does our soul look like? Will our soul allow then the word of God, this seed, to grow, or will it not? Is it being choked up by the things of the world? You know, is it the wayside that is cast aside, that is picked up by the fowls, the birds of the air? And so that is why it's important to try to put these two accounts together. I mentioned to you many times before that the church, she organizes the readings, these lessons that are given to us, with purposes behind it. And so very clearly we can see from the parable, our Lord explains it to us in the gospel account. So there's no question in terms of what it is, what does it mean. But then the application of that we see with St. Paul. That St. Paul was this good ground, this fertile ground that was allowing then the word of God, this seed, to grow. And as it grew, he was able to preach more. He was able to go out and to preach to all the people. And we've seen St. Paul reference the fact from before. If I preach words to you that are empty, it'll amount to nothing. And so St. Paul preached what he lived. And so he truly practiced what he preached. And that is why then he was able to convert so many people. And so that's why I say, in understanding then the gospel account, yes, there is only the one good ground. All of the other grounds will not allow then the word of God to come into it. And so when our Lord says, he that have ears to hear, let him hear, he's referring clearly to the word of God. Not just the different parables that he gives to them in an explanation of the word of God, but truly the word of God itself. But it means taking in the word of God and applying it, as St. Paul. Because again, looking at the parable, all of the seeds were thrown down on the different grounds. That means all of the souls heard the word of God. But three of the different categories, did not listen. Basically, it went in one ear and out the other. And so that is a good way for us, as we prepare for Lent, to consider. Because with Lent, it is a time period of much grace. We are preparing then for Easter, the greatest feast of the liturgical year. And so the Church gives us the time to prepare for that, to prepare for the graces that are to come to us. And so God is offering this out to us. He sends it out in order for us to hear, in order for us to understand. But he clearly says that some will not listen. Some will not be able to understand the parables. And it's not that God is being cruel. They are the ones that are choosing not to hear it. Because, whatever, it's being choked up by the world, time of temptation comes, they give up. Or it never really even takes any root at all. And so as I say, in this preparation for Lent, we have another Sunday left. Before then, Ash Wednesday comes on the 22nd, to try to understand where is our soul in all of this. You know, what ground do we fall under? I mean, God willing, it's the good ground, but not necessarily then do we listen to the word of God or put it into practice. And so granted, yes, we could be any of the grounds that are there. And so now in this time period, it's important for us to think and to listen. To consider. And that was one of the benefits of having a day of recollection. To where the women, they could think, they could consider these things. And God willing, then the graces from the recollections, one of their generosity of giving that day up, that God would bless them then to see and to put them into practice what they did listen to or hear or understand by their prayers. And so now it is time for us to think and to pray, and to consider what ground we are. Because we see with St. Paul very clearly, he was able to do these things because of the grace of God, because he had the grace of God in his soul. And so we too could do great things for God if we have the grace of God in our soul. Because then we can build on what we have founded and started. So very clearly, yes, we need to listen to the word of God. We need to see that the seed that is thrown down is God's word. But it is thrown on every single ground. But not every ground heeds what it says. And so that'll depend on how we apply it. If we listen to it, how we apply it. But some may not even hear it. They may be those ones that our Lord is speaking of. They don't have the ears to hear it because they've chosen that path. So let us pray for these graces. Let us beseech God in this time period. As I say, it is a time period of much graces for our soul to try to help us. And let us turn to St. Paul and ask for that help. St. Paul, who was faithful to Almighty God, who listened to this word of God and put it into practice, And he preached it. But he practiced what he preached first. And so that is important for all of us then to consider too, that we must try to put it into practice. And so let us be the good ground. Let us have the ears to hear then the word of God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.